Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for listening to my wife and I. Today we want to talk to you about God didn't kill your loved one. Now, many people become angry at God, blame God, and turn away from Him when a loved one dies. They ignorantly point the finger, saying something like, "Why did God allow this to happen?" In essence, they are saying that God could have stopped it, but He chose not to. This response is flawed. This thinking stems from religious tradition that has infiltrated the minds of billions of people, Christians and non-Christians alike. It is the belief that God is in control of everything, no matter what happens. But is that true?
That's a good point, Bill. You know, well, let me just ask you a couple of questions, anyone listening. Was God in control of what you ate today? Was He controlling what clothing you chose to wear? Is God really behind all the heinous crimes, betrayal, murder, and barbaric acts that happen each day throughout the earth? Well, obviously the answer is no, absolutely not. You know, however, what do we commonly hear from clergy at a funeral service? Sometimes ignorant comments are spoken such as, "God chose to take him home," or "God's way are higher than ours," or "God had a reason." How does this make the young sibling standing there crying their eyes out feel when their little brother or sister just died? They will most likely grow up hating or turning away from God. These damaging words have produced more atheists than we can imagine.
That's right.
I mean, we were at a funeral, Bill, right? I remember that. And
yes,
this little baby died. It was a tragic accident. It was like a little 2 or 3 year old that wandered into the pool. Right. And by the time the parents found out, it was too late and the little baby died. And that was a horrible, tragic accident. But then at the funeral, I remember you and I getting really mad at some of the comments we were hearing. And I think it was the minister, like, "God had a reason why he took this little one home."
Right. And even the parents, you know, believing that, well, God had a reason to take our child. God took our child.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, and we all as Christians have to come to terms with what does the Bible teach, and that God puts a lot more responsibility in our hands than right. in our lives than what we want to live up to a lot of the times. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not talking about the story I just mentioned. Of course not. But each of us, like I know Bill and I, we've gone through things that we shouldn't have gone through. And sometimes it's right. just from a lack of, we're too busy, not praying, not slowing down to just inquire of the Holy Spirit. Should we do this, Holy Spirit? Right. And then going ahead and doing something, and then we have loss right. or harm or something happens. But we can't blame God. God was in control. No, we no. were more in control, and we didn't do the things the Word of God teaches to right. suffer that harm or that, you know, that loss.
Like you said, most of us are busy, and most Christians really don't pray the way we're supposed to. And we're in a spiritual war. There's an enemy that desires to take us out or our loved ones. And, you know, he can get through our hedge if we open up our own hedge by not praying, by not standing on the Word and not taking what the Word of God says and the protection scriptures God has in the Bible, many of them that we can claim and pray and thank God for. But if you're not doing any of that, well, the enemy can sneak in. It's not really to put down any parent. You know, it's just letting us know, hey, we are in a war.
Yes.
We've got to be on more guard than we think.
And slowing down, I know for me, that's, I've been guilty. Where, you know, I'm so busy trying to get things done. And you're in seasons sometimes where there's a lot hitting you in a sense. And you've got to take care of it. You got to take care of this. You have to take care of that. But we do have to be really intentional of like, okay, blocking out that time with the Lord, even if it's okay, say that day I can only do a half hour, or the next day I can do an hour at least, or, right. you know, whatever that is with the Lord, it's just putting aside everything else and having that right. quality time with Him. And it takes effort, right? Because right. maybe in that time, the Lord's trying to tell us something. If right. we'll just be quiet and listen, He might be trying to warn us about something.
You know, and this is the atheist question. Most atheists say, well, where was God? Why does he allow all the evil? And so they become atheists because there's nobody gives a real clear answer to this.
No, you're right.
You know, but think about it. Who wants to serve a God who kills little children or a God who inflicts people with disease, which ultimately kills them? And yet the Bible has dozens and dozens of verses claiming God is good. You know, something doesn't add up here because we serve a good God. You know, God is good. The devil is bad. That's the bottom line. And in John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So Jesus very clearly drew a distinction between what he came to do and what Satan and demons do. If stealing, killing, and destruction affects your life, it's not from God. You know, there is a very active spiritual realm, whether you believe it or not. And I chose to believe what Jesus said. And a few verses later, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd, not the bad shepherd. And a good shepherd takes good care of his sheep.
That's a good point, you know. And, you know, I think, Bill, we've mentioned this in previous teachings, but let's briefly just recap some of the reasons why evil happens. And number one, it's because we live in a fallen, sin-filled world. Romans 8:2 states there is a law of sin and death, right?
Sorry. Yes.
And that's also Romans 6:23. And number two, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says Satan is the god of this world.
That's right.
Number three, Matthew 7:11 says men are evil and they cause harm to one another.
Yes.
Number four, Galatians 6:7, there's the law of sowing and reaping. Number five, Deuteronomy 28 talks about there is a curse operating in the earth due to sin. And number six, Isaiah 24:5 talks about the earth itself rebels because of sin.
That's right.
So these are just some reasons why evil happens.
Exactly. You know, God is ultimately in control of Israel and the earth's prophetic timeline that he already spoke about throughout the pages of the Bible. Now, God can influence world leaders and kings, as he said in Proverbs 21:1 and Exodus 10:1. However, God is not in control of everything they do, but he can either influence or remove his influence, so they are given over to do the evil already in their heart. Now remember, in Romans 1, the Bible tells us that God gave them up to their evil desires because they rejected him. It says God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And the scripture says people became vain in their imaginations and their foolish hearts were darkened.
So true. You know, and God can raise up kings and bring other ones down, right?
That's right.
And, you know, he does that also, you know, based on not that he's just in control of everything, but that he's God. And that's already laid out in the word.
Right.
When it comes to leaders and kings. But that doesn't mean everything in our life he's in control of.
Right. And he said, pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we have to pray for his will to be done.
Or it's not done.
Right.
Right. And when people reject God and his influence, God doesn't stop them or control what they do. He allows people to do evil because humans have a free will and they act on the evil thoughts in their hearts and minds. In Matthew 15:19, Jesus told us that out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. And in Psalms 89:34, God says, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Mm. So if God already said it in the Bible, he will do it. So he's really saying, look, if I've said it in the word, that's what I'm going to stick to. Right. My covenant I will not break, nor alter what's already gone out of my mouth. And Malachi 3:6 tells us and says, for I am the Lord, I change not. So he will not violate his own word.
That's right.
So God is only sovereign outside of his word. God restricts the use of his ultimate power by his own words.
So true.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
I mean, he is God, all-powerful, but he limits himself by what he's already spoken in his word.
And he expects us to pray so he can get involved.
Exactly.
You know? You know, God has given us free will, and with that, humans have a great deal of responsibility for their lives. God gave us the Bible as our instruction manual for life. However, most people never bother to read it. Most people don't know how the Bible instructs us to live, and therefore they remain ignorant of God's commands, instructions, His warnings, and His ways. In addition, without putting their trust in Jesus Christ for salvation, people cannot understand the Bible. Then of those who do read the Bible and understand it, an even smaller portion of those people obey what it says. Many do not pray, don't know how to pray, and don't walk in love and forgiveness. Now, many are ignorant and violate spiritual and natural laws God has established, and they suffer harm. Now, there are many reasons bad things happen to people, but God must allow what we allow. You know, our ignorance is no excuse.
That's so true. Sadly, that is true. And if God is your Father, which doesn't happen until you put your faith in Jesus Christ, then you will remember that we are in a spiritual war, Bill, as you mentioned, and right, as the scriptures warn us. And we are living in a sin-filled, fallen world with an enemy whose goal is to destroy us and our families.
That's right.
So while we are here on this earth, we may step on a few landmines and we may take a few hits. You know, this is not to condemn any of us.
Right.
We all miss it. We have all missed it. That's why I was saying Bill and I have suffered harm and loss when
right,
we weren't obeying the word in an area, just even slowing down to pray or spend time with the Lord or inquire of the Holy Spirit. You know, our lack of knowledge can also harm us. And that's why it's critical we become a child of God, grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ, understand how much He loves us, and learn to obey His instructions. God's warnings and instruction is for our benefit and our protection.
So true. You know, if we never read the Bible, we will remain ignorant and be more vulnerable to lies and harm. It doesn't mean we will never go through challenges and difficult trials, but when we do, the Lord is there to comfort, guide, strengthen, and help us. However, we have the choice to come to Him and ask for His help or to become bitter and angry. The Lord will never turn anyone away.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.